exciting, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time now for our weekly conversation with the Spaceman. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's the Red Sox LL. That's legendary lefty. It's Bill Lee.
Hey!
Well, good morning, Billy. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'll put that on my income tax. LLC, legendary left-handed Tommy.
Okay. So, hey, firstly, are you in Vermont this morning?
I'm in Vermont. I got deer walking through my front yard. They're pawing around through the snow, and they're going, "What happened to spring?"
Wow.
You know, and it's about 28 degrees.
So January 96.
I got to wear sunglasses. It sucks up here.
That's right, January 96th. Hey, what is the how much snow you got left in Vermont?
Well, in the deep spots, about a foot. In my garden, about a half a foot.
Okay.
And then on the bare ground, I got no bare ground anymore, so it's, I got a couple of inches done. I got corn snow all last night. You know, I was weeding the garden and everything was fine. The sun went down and then it snowed again. So
unbelievable. Yeah, that'll teach him. Okay, now we got to talk to you about basically just a couple of things. The Red Sox are pretty amazing. I mean, we're 8-1 right now.
It's never happened before.
I know.
The best starting record ever.
What do you think, Bill?
Well, we talked about that in spring training. Well, the day I saw Cora down there and he put 9 or 8 left-handers in a row against Northeastern, I said, the guy's a genius. And then he seems to rattle the hat and comes out. He's only had the one game he lost on opening day, and that's because Kelly couldn't find home plate with a handful of rice.
Yep.
And ever since then, I haven't heard his name called. So the guy is, he's got a quick hook. He's the team plays well behind him. Everything is amazing. You know, Bogarts, what a play. Slide down in the dugout.
I know.
I guess he sprained his ankle, and I was very concerned about that. I left. Went back out in the, you know, I had about 45 minutes of nice weather, so I used it. And then
Bill,
the Red Sox win. So every time, if they get down, like 2-0 in the first inning, I take a nap, and next thing you know, they're up 8-2.
Bill, you did call it last week. You said pitchers love the cold weather, and they did.
Yep,
the staff
sure
looks
do,
unbelievable.
Man.
But the Yankees are in town tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, they're going to freeze their ass off, too, so don't worry.
it's cold on both dugouts.
He's punched out 9 times, I think, in 2 games. His bat is slow. He doesn't like cold weather. He's a Miami guy, and just keep the ball up and keep it in on him. He can't hit the ball the other way. His hands are going to be cold. You know, I don't see him scoring a lot of runs, especially if they're night games. I think I'm going to be there Thursday.
Excellent.
And, God, I hope it's a day game, but I don't think it will be. And I hope I'm in some box with a fireplace.
I understand.
I'm just curious, Bill, now, because winning is a good remedy for things anyway. So coming out with a winning record is great. And even David Price is saying the right things. What do you think is going to happen if they hit a little skid of losing streak?
Oh, they'll hit a skid. Everybody hits a skid. And Cora will keep it together. Moreland made some great plays at first. The key is they don't give up bad runs, and therefore you don't have to get a lot of runs back. So you don't need as much offense when you got a great defensive team like they've got. Pedroia's coming around, I heard. So, you know, they can fill in the blanks if Bogarts has to rest for 2 weeks. You know, you can bring Nunez over to short, put Pedroia at second. There's a lot of things they can do. So all I'm concerned is when they put Longo in goalie against the Bruins yesterday and that big guy got 17-foot legs and they couldn't score.
Really, seriously.
That upset me, but that's what
Other
I'm
than that, you're
now.
Okay this morning, okay?
Hey, Bill.
I'm a Bruins fan, you know, Celtic fan, and we got good teams around us. It's a great town. You got the marathon coming up, it's a town of champions, so all's right with the world.
Hey, Bill, how about Shohei Ohtani, the pitcher?
Oh, my God, is that the most amazing thing I ever seen? He had a perfect game. The guy's got a splitter that is unhittable. He throws 100. He's got a beautiful swing. How the hell didn't we get him? You know, I'm
Go
telling
figure.
You.
I mean, he hit 3 home runs in a row last week.
Unbelievable.
A pitcher?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, the guy is freaking Babe Ruth reincarnated. He's a good-looking kid, and I couldn't believe he throws as well as he did. I'd seen him, and he's a late mature, too.
How old is he,
so
Bill?
The guy is, I mean, he is a giant Ichiro that can pitch.
Yeah, he's 23 years old.
Years
What's
old.
What's he playing, for the Angels?
Plays for the Angels, yeah. All right.
Okay. Well,
oh,
Billy,
my God, he's unbelievable. And I can't believe, with all the money John Henry's got, that he went out and didn't get an Ohtani.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Lee says that Babe Ruth has been reborn.
And
we didn't get him. Okay.
By the way, for those of you who might have not seen Bill Lee pitch in his prime for the Red Sox, I happen to. Go to WIRR.com. We have a highlight reel of outstanding Bill Lee moments.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
How many times do I get hit in the ass?
I haven't made it that far.
Okay. Hey, Bill. Hey, have a good one. We hope to see you next week, okay?
See you guys. Bye.
Okay, take care. There's your Bill Lee report this morning.